for the people to make a judgment by themselves, are they better off than they were before the GNU was in place? Obviously, the answer is affirmative. But the question is that the problem in Zimbabwe is not economic. It is political. As long as we sort out our political, we create the necessary conditions for economic stability and economic takeoff.
So economically, what do you have differently from what ZANU-PF is offering the people as the MTC?
What is ZANU-PF? They're offering nothing. They've created a credit crunch. They've closed companies. They've introduced policies that are actually undermining and committing foreign direct investment. The land is not able to produce. All sorts of negative policies which people can point to. They can introduce Zima Asset. Zima Asset is a pioneering program of the medium-term plan designed by our ministers during the inclusive government. So ZANU-PF can continue to talk quality because that's the only mode they understand.
But the MDC, let's talk of a blueprint. Do you have any, and what can be done differently?
Well, I mean, we have a JUICE program. The JUICE program is a jobs investment program because we believe that this country is starved of foreign direct investment. So you need to create conditions for foreign direct investment, either in companies, re-equipping of companies, opening up infrastructure of the country, making sure that the education and the health sector, back to where during the inclusive government, these were the sectors which attracted so much investment. So without investment, there's no production. And fundamentally, that's where the fundamental weakness of whatever program ZANU-PF can offer.
The state of the party, financial-wise, there are reports also that the party has been struggling and even failing to pay its workers.
We don't hide that. We don't have factories to produce money. The government owes us almost for 2 years now, it owes us a financial package of almost $4 million. That should be enough to sustain us. But they know that if we give MDC this money to then contribute. But in spite of that, the people are making their own contribution. And we've got an effective system on the ground to have the sustainable program of contribution by members.
Mr. Tsvangirai, there is also the issue of the Highlands Mansion where you are staying. What is happening there?
There's nothing happening. Nothing has changed so far as far as the status of this house is concerned. It is a property I identified. I requested for some money to buy it. They have given me first option to buy it. If I have the money, they have not made an evaluation. So what is so controversial about the former Prime Minister occupying the house?
Your opponents are making all sorts of allegations.
In fact, ridiculous allegations, even impropriety referred to. I married a ZANU-PF woman. My father-in-law is a ZANU-PF. When you married, you ask for a party card. These are matters of the heart. I would understand if my marriage has compromised the party and compromised the struggle. But so far, I know nothing that has compromised the struggle. So as far as the house is concerned, so far the people have not raised the issue. This is the house I stayed as Prime Minister. This is the house I identified. It's not a mansion as people would like. The fact that it is a section of office does not make it a mansion.
There is a warming of relations between the West and Zimbabwe. As you know, ZANU-PF is backtracking on its indigenization bill and also courting Western investors. As the MDC, do you fear that re-engagement between the West and Zimbabwe could further diminish any accusations of lack of democracy in the country?
I am sure that whatever engagement between West and Zimbabwe government must be based on certain fundamental principles, which ZANU-PF has not been able to fulfill. So the crisis of engagement emanates from ZANU-PF's ability to behave in a manner which is acceptable by the international community. And therefore, the West also puts conditions because they believe in democracy and they believe in the democratic struggle of the people of Zimbabwe.
The speculation about your health also, Mr. Tsvangirai, had raised questions about the future of the party. Have you groomed a successor?
The succession in MDC, whatever it is, has nothing to do with my health. The Queen syndrome shall apply. Shall apply on the basis that where leaders are there and there are others who have the mandate to lead the party will lead the party. And they will get in lesser endorsement at various congresses.